The Truth News Network. You like it straight and can't find that anywhere? Rest easy. Always get the straight shot and always get the truth from the Truth News Network. Here with today's Truth Chapter is Dan Newman.
Did I not tell you that this week was going to be full of some major things going on in Washington, D.C.? Well, please meet Investigator-in-Chief Adam Schiff. The California congressman loves the camera. He loves to be interviewed, and he hates President Donald Trump. He has now, with the Democrat Party control of the House of Representatives, seen part one of his dream come true. The opportunity to be the boss of the House Intelligence Committee with unfettered access to whatever investigations his committee wants to initiate, chiefly that of harassment of this president. And that's the direction that Congressman Schiff has already pointed his investigators. Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's edition of Truth News Network. I'm Dan Newman. Adam Schiff, he says it again and again, and he has for a couple of years now. The Russians are coming. The Russians are coming. In 2017, Schiff was constantly in front of television cameras. This story came out in an interview he had on MSNBC. Representative Adam Schiff, the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, said that there is more than circumstantial evidence now to suggest that President Trump's campaign may have colluded with Russia's attempts to disrupt the election, but he would not offer details. I can tell you that the case is more than that, Schiff told Chuck Todd on MSNBC. And I can't go into the particulars, but there is more than circumstantial evidence now. Well, fast forward a bit. Schiff keeps it going. He just kept pontificating about the president, making all sorts of allegations. He obviously is on a quest to get Mr. Trump. During an interview on CBS's Face the Nation, host Margaret Brennan said she wanted to, quote, drive distinctions, as we've been saying here, that some of the facts can get muddled in the president's language. I want to make sure we're being precise in our conversation. She asked Schiff this. Can you agree that there has been no evidence of collusion, coordination, or conspiracy that has been presented thus far between the Trump campaign and Russia? Schiff replied, listen closely, quote, no, I don't agree with that at all. I think there's plenty of evidence of collusion or conspiracy in plain sight. Now, that's a different statement than saying that there's proof beyond a reasonable doubt of a criminal conspiracy. Bob Mueller will have to determine that, Schiff said in response to her. He continued, it's going to be important for Congress to ensure that U.S. foreign policy is being driven by U.S. national interest and not by Trump family finances, Schiff said, in reference to the president's business ties to Saudi Arabia and his pro-Saudi policies, such as backing the kingdom in its confrontation with neighboring Qatar. The president has not truly divested his family's interest or been the least bit transparent about it, the congressman said, and lawmakers need to make sure we're protecting the country. In that CBS interview, Schiff doubled and tripled down on Russian election tampering looming over the U.S. 2018 midterm elections, and that President Trump and his administration firmly stand against the truth of such hacking. Schiff quoted statements made by heads of U.S. intelligence agencies made in a press conference. U.S. intelligence agencies warn that Russia, among other countries posing cybersecurity threats, will continue to meddle in U.S. politics. That report said Russia, China, Iran, North Korea will pose the greatest cyber threats to the United States during the next year. These states are using cyber operations as a low-cost tool of statecraft, and we assess that they will work to use cyber operations to achieve strategic objectives unless they face clear repercussions for their cyber operations. Well, in spite of Schiff's claims, and in spite of what those intelligence authorities declared in that press conference a different story about Russian 2018 midterm hacking has surfaced. It says this: a new report from two top Trump administration officials said they have found no evidence that foreign governments had a significant impact on the integrity of the 2018 midterm elections. Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker and Homeland Security Chief Kirstjen Nielsen said in a February 4, 2019 report to President Trump that both the election and political infrastructure used during the midterm vote were free from interference. The election marked a key test for Pentagon leaders who were using the event as a measuring stick for a new cybersecurity strategy. In the weeks leading up to the midterm elections, senior Trump administration officials worried about the potential for a series of cyber mishaps, from hacked preliminary results to inaccurate voter registration databases. Burke Wilson, the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Cyber, told reporters October 30th of 2018 that the midterm elections was one metric that could be used to judge the success of the Trump administration's plan to become more aggressive in cyberspace. But the new report does not mean that other nations were quiet or that their efforts were non-existent during the midterm elections, only that they had no significant impact on the vote. Russia and other foreign countries, including China and Iran, conducted influence activities and messaging campaigns targeted at the United States to promote their strategic interests. That's Dan Coats, the Director of National Intelligence. He said that in a December 21st, 2018 report. Well, what about Adam Schiff? What's going on in his life right now as it pertains to all things Donald Trump? We'll get there next, right here at Truth News Network.
We may not be able to lower the cost of gas, but we can do something about how many miles you will drive per gallon. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store today and let us help you increase the performance of your car or truck. Simple things like replacing your air filter, changing worn-out spark plugs, and using fuel injector cleaner can add up to better fuel economy and big savings. There's an O'Reilly Auto Parts store close to you that has the name brands, low prices, and people who can help.
Restore lost fuel economy and eliminate rough idle with Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy two and get one free. Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner quickly cleans clogged injectors to increase fuel efficiency and help your vehicle run smooth. Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner, buy two, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly. Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
It's hard to hear the truth, but if the truth will set us free, we'd rather enjoy freedom.
TNN, the Truth News Network.
Again, Dan Newman.
What's going on with Adam Schiff today? Well, the 2018 midterm elections are in the record books. They're behind us. Everything went okay. Unless, of course, you're a Republican and you're dying because you lost control of the House of Representatives. But Congressman Schiff, I think he's pretty happy right now. In coordination with Democrat heads of other House committees, even before taking control of the new Congress, ramped up getting set to take on Donald Trump with non-stop investigations. That meant subpoenas. Subpoenas to the Trump campaign and the White House for documents and records. Subpoenas to members of the Trump campaign and members of the administration for sworn congressional testimony, and has even threatened to subpoena special counsel Robert Mueller to appear before those committees. Hey, whatever happened to the praise and adorations that Democrats had for Mueller and how afraid they were that Donald Trump would either fire the special counsel or interfere in other ways with Mueller's investigation? It seems like now that may be a thing of the past. I wonder why that is. And Schiff continued, "Within our committee, we certainly have a compelling interest in making sure that U.S. policy, is not driven by leverage that the Russians have over the president, he said. There have been credible allegations that the Russians may have laundered money through the Trump Organization. And if that's the case, then we need to be able to look into it and be able to tell the country, yes, this is true, or no, this is not. But I think it would be negligent not to find out. Think about that logic. Now, he is, by all reports, a really good attorney. But yet, here's an attorney saying there's no crime there. Think about that logic. We don't know of a crime. We don't know that anything's been done wrong. But here's what we're going to do. Because we are who we are, and we work for the American people, and it's up to us to make sure the American people are safe from tyrants like this president. So what we're going to do is we're going to launch committee hearing after committee hearing, investigation after investigation. We're going to spend tens of millions of taxpayer dollars, more dollars than the 50 or so that have already been spent Robert Mueller's investigation, to find out if there actually was a crime committed by Donald Trump or anyone associated with him. And if there is, we're going to tell you, and we're going to recommend prosecution. And you know what else we're going to do? We're going to turn that information over to the House Judiciary Committee. You know why? That's the committee that only can be the committee that initiates impeachment proceedings against a president. That's what this is all about, folks. Nothing else. Not about crime. If it was about crime, they would have been pushing for multiple investigations to all of the already proven criminal wrongdoing by deep state operatives with names like Hillary Clinton, James Comey, James Clapper, John Brennan, and the list goes on and on and on. They're not concerned about wrongdoing. They want this president gone. In that same conversation, Schiff identified some of the factual information he holds about wrongdoing of the president. We know the president used a blocked cell phone during the campaign, Schiff said. And so naturally, we sought to subpoena the phone records to determine whether the president, despite his protestations to the contrary, was knowing and approving of this meeting with the Russians to get dirt on his opponent. Schiff said, without elaborating on the source of the claim, that Trump frequently used a blocked number. They know, though. They know that for a fact. By the way, Schiff's claim of the blocked phone purportedly used by President Trump to hide his secrets in his phone calls was debunked, because that one blocked phone call that they so foamed at the mouth to tag from Donald Trump Jr. to his father in the White House, well, they found out that phone call did not go to the president. It went to others. But remember this, folks. Facts mean nothing to Adam Schiff and most of the Democrats in the House of Representatives. Remember what he said? They knew factually that the president used a blocked telephone number to communicate with people he wanted no one else to know about. Once again, no there, there. Now, what's on the horizon? Well, remember Michael Cohen, the president's former personal attorney, is headed to Capitol Hill for testimony that includes being before Adam Schiff's committee. In that testimony, the name Felix Sater will certainly come up in questions asked of Cohen by committee members. You've probably not heard that name yet. You probably will. The political dance between Adam Schiff and Congress, Michael Cohen and Felix Sater, are going to be very interesting. Felix Sater is the linchpin for the British Spygate scandal because he was James Comey's FBI asset, used to set up numerous October surprises that were intended to take out then-Canada Trump. Felix, just so you know who he is the Russian spy who tried over and over to set up Trump through the Trump Towers Alpha Bank accusations, the Michael Cohen Russian sanctions letter, the meeting with Natalia Veselnitskaya, the Russian Trump Towers deal, and many other crooked frame-ups. Last year, Cohen, the attorney, pled guilty to a series of federal felonies, including campaign finance violations that involved hush money payments he made to two women who alleged, there's that word, alleged, past affairs with Trump to silence them just weeks before the 2016 presidential election. Cohen also pled guilty to making false statements to congressional investigators about the scope and timeline of negotiations to build a Trump Tower in Moscow. Cohen had originally said that talks were not pursued past the very onset of 2016, only to later admit that they went on into that summer. He said he lied in order to keep in line with Trump's narrative about the Russian dealings. Cohen was then sentenced to serve a 3-year prison term for his conviction. He pled guilty to 8 total charges. But in the context of Cohen's appearances before House and Senate Intelligence Committees until this week, an obvious question, even if not asked of Cohen, will certainly dominate the atmosphere in this week's hearings. What, if anything, should members of Congress or anyone else believe that Cohen says? Think about it. When testifying previously before House and Senate Committees, Cohen lied. He was sworn. He was under oath, and he lied, and he pled guilty to lying, for which he is going to prison for. He's already been sentenced. He's a felon. He committed felony perjury, incidentally. Only Cohen and his attorney have information regarding exactly what he will testify to in these hearings, but that really doesn't matter. What matters is the truth. And the fact that on multiple occasions about multiple issues and multiple answers to the committee's questions, Cohen lied. He lied. How does anyone know which, if any, of the things he testifies to is true and which is false? For me, if the tree is poison, then the fruit of the poison tree is also poison. Don't forget this. As of Tuesday, February 26th, Michael Cohen is no longer a lawyer. He's joining Bill and Hillary Clinton, Barack and Michelle Obama in that high honor. Bill and Hillary, quote unquote, voluntarily surrendered their law licenses. Michelle Obama declared herself as inactive. Barack Obama is in retirement status. But remember this famous quotation from Truth News Net. If it quacks and waddles, it's usually a duck. You determine on your own mind what's the real status and the real reasoning for the law licenses being no longer in force for Bill and Hillary, Barack and Michelle. Cohen was disbarred because of his felony conviction he just pled to. For me, folks, the bottom line is this. Adam Schiff is willing to do pretty much anything to get President Trump. He's made it his personal quest. Just as is U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal, Democrat from Connecticut, Schiff has proven he is not above stretching the truth a bit, simply to open the door to investigations, taint the opinions of the American people through the media, and even tell a lie or two. Their objective? To find some way to kick Donald Trump out of office. Isn't it a sad state of affairs that we find ourselves in? Think about this. A U.S. president has just endured 2 years of an approximate $50 million investigation by a person who arguably holds what is literally the most powerful position in the United States, Special Counsel Robert Mueller. During that 2-year period, the sitting president has been smeared, as have members of his cabinet, his administration, his friends, and even his family. For what? To find some way in which the president colluded with Russia to take the 2016 election away from Hillary Clinton. Could it be more obvious to Americans that there is something to hide? There's something to cover? Some mysterious gotcha hanging out there that Schiff, Blumenthal, and a host of Democrat operatives and career politocrats fear will be uncovered in some way by President Trump, or even by those in his Justice Department? Why else would there be such animus for a president who has done more for American citizens in just 2 years than any other president in recent history? It can only be to keep hidden some very nasty things that, if uncovered and the light of justice shined on them, would end many careers and probably send multiple people to prison. Who are they and what have they done? I can't answer that. I don't know the answer to that. But one thing I do know, this president is guilty of no political wrongdoing or civil or criminal political activities. How do I know that for sure? Think about it. In the short time he's even been a politician, every waking moment, every phone call, every email, every meeting, every conversation that he has had have been monitored electronically in at least one way and probably in multiple ways. His wrongdoing would be trumpeted to the world immediately upon its discovery because the evildoers who are so desperate to cover up their misdeeds cannot afford for President Trump to continue down his present path. They are for certain if he stays in the White House, their sins will be uncovered. You remember QAnon? I introduced you to him earlier last year with a video or two. Well, today he stated this. Listen closely. Word for word, it's going to be historic. Planned long ago, within the next 21 days, big, big, big happenings are going to take place. Now, I have no idea who QAnon is or if there's any validity to what QAnon says. But I do know this. With 70,000 plus federal sealed indictments pending, that's a fact we at Truth News Network have independently confirmed on our own multiple times. It seems that time is running out on a bunch of folks, probably 70,000 or so folks. And I wonder, just wonder, who could that be? Thank you so much for joining us here today at Truth News Network. Adam Schiff, investigator in chief. And he was elected by the California people, but not to be an investigator. He's supposed to be representing Californians in legislative matters. Think about it. You stay close because there is much going on this week in D.C. and around the world that you need to know about. We'll be back tomorrow with much more here at Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org. Till then, have a great day. So long, everybody.
We don't tell you what to think,
but we give you truth to think about. This is TNN, the Truth News Network.
truthnewsnet.org.